credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Brief, and we're going to look and see what's going on in the world and Joel's analysis of it. So good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you. This week, some very disturbing news has come out. One major firm that does financial research and consulting has really scrutinized the claims of Hank Paulson and Ben Bernanke in what they used to justify the bailout, claiming that there was a systemic failure, and if we didn't do something, of course, it put Congress into a knee-jerk fear reaction. The sky was falling, and they had to solve this problem with a huge $700 million bailout, which has now turned into $2 trillion bailout. In essence, it was a sham. This report called The Flawed Assumptions About the Credit Crisis, a Critical Examination of U.S. Policymakers by C-Lent Corporation, a Boston-based firm that provides independent information advice to financial service companies, says in essence that, it doesn't say that Paulson and Bernanke were lying about the credit crisis, but it does say it is startling that many of Chairman Bernanke's and Secretary Paulson's remarks are not supported or are flatly contradicted by the data provided by the very organizations they lead. Well, that qualifies as lying in my book. The only reason Salant won't call a spade is because the insiders could destroy them if they aren't careful. But everything in this report points to the fact that they deliberately lied and denied the very data that came from the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury Department.
But, you know, the frightening thing, in fact, I was just sitting down reading that report this morning. You have a little trouble to get it, but I'm sure you had this, went through the same things I did. But, you know, the fact that the massive increase of the money, I mean, they talked about, a 70% increase in the MO money supply, you know, something like 80 days, ordinarily it would take you decades to do that. Seems to me that they've set out intentionally to destroy the value of our currency.
Well, actually, it appears from all instances that what they've done here is very similar to the Depression. They're not really out to destroy the currency. This is just a natural consequence. This is the only tool they've got left is to play the inflation game. Same thing happened with the Weimar Republic and Zimbabwe and Brazil. When you get down and you can't use interest rates to push on a string anymore, people don't want loans. They're cutting back on debt, which is a good thing. only thing you can do is inflate. When you can't increase taxes and things, you can only inflate. You can't even deficit spend to a certain extent anymore because people don't want the the U.S. Treasuries are yielding near 0% now. I mean, so in essence, people are still buying Treasuries because it's considered a safe haven, even when it's not paying any interest at all. It's some place to park the money that is supposedly at least not going to lose itself. And this is a problem with so many people. For example, in the Madoff scandal, you have millionaires, people who had multi-millions to put all of the money in that one basket, and they lost it all. Went from millionaires to paupers in a day. Whole foundations and charities around the country who had their money trying to get a high rate of return, too good to be true, and sure enough, they lost it all. You have charities actually shutting their doors. But what we have here, Dr. Stan, is very easy to see that they, in essence, saw that there was a major crisis within the insider financial institutions, their own institutions. And the only way to get the U.S. government to bail it out was to cry wolf. The sky is falling all over the country. The entire economy is going to collapse if we don't bail out these banks. And that's why all of the bailouts went to the nine major financial institutions. As I pointed out in this week's brief that's coming out today, these people are... they're not using this money to spend into the economy. They're not using this money to increase loans. In fact, the documents very clearly showed the loans had not decreased overall. They had slowed in growth, but they were still growing. Even housing loans, Dr. Stan, were growing. Not as the fast, ridiculous pace that they were doing, but they had contracted, but not to a negative standpoint. There were still loans being made. Even auto loans were still being made. Now, with that said, of course, there is, in fact, a contraction going on worldwide now, because when you claim the sky is falling and people did need to cut back on debt, people have taken a more cautious stand and they're stopping spending except for necessities. Well, I won't say that. I mean, there's still a lot of people that have excess funds that are, the restaurants are still full, the movie houses are still full, so there's a lot of people spending in a rather typical fashion, but they have the money to spend. There are very few people are using debt to do this spending anymore, and that's what's contracting the economy.
Well, of course, there are a lot of people who have lost their jobs, but I believe they played a mind game with this. I mean, you pick up the Wall Street Journal, you read it, and article after article after article after article after article, they're all bad. And, you know, if they didn't want us to have this deflationary attitude, why, you know, they would hide a lot of this material. And I believe that they play games with our minds. Everybody realizes we're in a depression, and yet the statistics don't necessarily verify that. People are losing their homes, but this was all part of it. They had to know it was going to happen down the line. You can't sell somebody who makes $14,000 a year, you know, a $775,000 home with nothing down and no payments for 2 years, and then be surprised at all when they default on the loan down the line.
Well, but to put it into perspective, I mean, let's look back at the media. They did downplay this. The media, I mean, the whole controversy about Peter Schiff being the loan pundit on television who said this collapse is coming, and everybody was downplaying and everybody was saying, no, it's not going to happen. So, in fact, the media did, try to cover. Everybody was in denial on this until they started to say the sky is falling.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was a self-fulfilling prophecy in a sense. And as I pointed out in my World Affairs brief, what was falling was the massive balloon that was mostly within the speculative economy. In other words, the speculative economy actually dwarfs the real economy. There's just so much money out there speculating rather
right.
than being invested.
Now there's going to be even more. This is the price. Just a moment here with Joel Scott. Right here. Sorry.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, pick the story up.
Well, you know, the sky is falling scenario, which was not really true. It was only true in as part of the speculative economy, which they had created themselves, quite separate from a real economy, that only about 20% of that speculative money ever gets into the real economy because, you know, they get such higher returns speculating and using Ponzi schemes like Madoff used. But in any case, you know, there was also pressure brought to bear on any journalist who blunders upon evidence of conspiracy and collusion to take, you know, this stance. Notice that almost always the opposition media parades before the public, you know, fellow travelers in Wall Street that express, quote, concerns about the system, but nobody ever really attacks the system. No one ever is allowed to come up except for Peter Schiff. And he was a fairly establishment guy, you know, say the emperor has no clothes. But even Peter Schiff did not attack in public the Federal Reserve and the fact that this whole system is corrupt. He simply said, you know, the subprime mortgage thing was going to bring it down. Paulson had claimed, of course, by mid-September that he persuaded President Bush to go public with demands for the $700 billion bailout plan because the system had seized up, the credit markets had frozen. And interbank lending had substantially stopped. But none of that was true. The freezing of the credit markets that Secretary Paulson cites were not visible in the data. The report shows that Paulson also made the claim that blue-chip industrial companies could not issue long-term commercial paper. That claim finds no support. They were issuing commercial paper. It was being purchased. Bernanke had claimed the businesses were confronting diminished access to credit when, in fact, the opposite was true. The data showed that they had increased the amount of credit given to small companies. Of course, the suggestion is made that Bernanke and Paulson were acting on behalf of a set of businesses and financial institutions, their own friends, and exaggerated the problem in order to justify unprecedented levels of government intervention in the markets. And while they may have had problems, you know, raising funds, the credit markets in general were working well, the report said. Now, the crisis then did not, in fact, start out as systemic. That was only the excuse to pack Congress with sufficient fear to pass the TARP package, which once started had no ending point. As I pointed out in prior World Affairs briefs, The TARP legislation gives the Treasury full power to use any amount of money for any reason to bail out any entity it wishes. The executive branch is now claiming total executive privilege to withhold information about where the money is being sent to and to whom it is being given and on what terms. Now, it's been very obvious that the Treasury has been bailing out only big insider-connected firms, and they want to keep those dealings secret. The Federal Reserve has also rebuffed FOIA requests from Bloomberg News to show where and whom the $2 trillion that they have dispensed has gone. To add insult to injury, the firms that have received these bailouts have been using the money to buy up other distressed institutions and replenish the coffers of executive compensation that was put at risk by the former insolvency of these institutions. So it almost appears, Dr. Stan, as if the credit squeeze is being accelerated by the government actions in order to help the predators consolidate their gains over the smaller banks.
Yeah, but another thing is that this Bank of America is investing in China, Citigroup is investing in Spain. How is that going to help the American economy?
That's correct. It's, you know, that's one of the really insulting things is a lot of that bailout money is going not into investing in the United States, but as you said, and Citigroup is investing in this toll road company in Spain, you know, which is, we're talking about $3.5 billion or something. It should be going into the American. This is American taxpayer money, and these people are investing it overseas. That's not right. Well, that's what happens, though, when you give carte blanche to the government. And it's never coming back. Now the government says, we got the power, and we're not going to tell you how we're going to use it. You gave us the power, and we're not required to. And even if we're required to, we can claim executive privilege. Now, talking about these predators weakening the smaller banks, and of course they're all being bought up. Every time the FDIC shuts down a bank, they turn it over to one of the bigger banks who has bailout money. Why else would the FDIC suddenly change the rules to reduce normal small bank lending practices? You know, the New York Times reported that small community banks have been among the few reliable sources of home loans in the past year, and those home loans have been increasing. Now there's a proposal from the FDIC that could make it harder to get a mortgage from these institutions. This fall, the FDIC is proposing raising the insurance premiums on banks that finance loans through borrowing from the Federal Home Loan Banks. Now, these have not been the problems. These have not experienced a higher default rate. Why would you increase the premiums to them? The home loan banks is supported by roughly 8,000 smaller bank institutions, including these community banks, which pay into the system. And by increasing the premiums, they're essentially taking money out of the mortgage pool that they have to lend to others. As large lenders like Countrywide and Wachovia struggled to stay afloat, the local banks, which were more conservative, did not have a problem. They did not have subprime mortgages. And now the Fed wants to make sure that the struggling big boys are the only game in town. This really is a real problem, Dr. Stan. It appears as if the insiders are not only bailing out their friends, but making a crucial economic downturn that will squeeze the other smaller banks and allow them to be gobbled up by the larger ones who have our bailout funds.
I'm afraid you're right, Joel, and the average individual has no idea how the government has created and fostered and produced this very problem that now we look to the government to solve. In fact, recently, I think it was just yesterday or so, the Fed and the Treasury said, we'll spend all the money that's necessary, all the money we have to get the economy going again, and nobody ever asked, where's the money coming from?
Well, they certainly aren't going to tax us for it, but we're going to pay in the inflation tax
right. Eventually.
And
that is the cruelest of all taxes because it destroys everything people have worked their whole lives for. And I don't think these people in positions of government are stupid. They know what's going to happen to the value of our currency.
Well, and it is finally starting to drop. You know, when people were scrambling for liquidity, Dr. Stan, the dollar was rising. It was clear up to 0.88 basis points, which means it rose against the Canadian dollar again and the euro, and now it's falling again. It's fallen 10 basis points in the past few weeks, and so I think it's only a matter of time before you know, the dollar becomes a pariah type currency. But other currencies are having problems too, and so we may be viewing worldwide inflation rather than just one. I mean, they're all inflating to try to stave off the collapse of the big fish, which are controlling all the countries. I mean, we're talking about the demise of the British pound. It is really in severe trouble. And, you know, this may well play into the hands of the globalists, who have taken a long time to try to convince Britain to give up their pound for the euro. And this well may be the excuse that they've got to do that. This may well be eventually the excuse to do away with the dollar and replace it with an Amero, which they have threatened to do. I do not subscribe to some of the bogus information out there that's saying that they've printed up billions of euros and minted billions of euro coins. I just don't believe that those are credible. They come from one source who claims that he's had someone in the government talking to him, but that sounds like disinformation to me.
Me as well. And the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, put out a press release yesterday or the day before saying, you know, the real solution to what's going on would be more global control over the economy.
Yes. And that will eventually come. Now, Bush has taken a position against that in the first meeting of the globalists when they got together, but he's having to do that. Essentially, they'll do this under the table, all the while claiming that they're against it. It's just like 1913 all over again, Dr.
Right.
Stan. The big bankers claimed that they were against the Federal Reserve. It was a conspiracy. They did this on purpose to engender a populist reaction to people saying, well, if the big bankers are against this, it must be good.
Right.
Let's vote for the Federal Reserve. Well,
and the people went along with it. That's what's so incredible. You'd think that they would realize it's the old idea of, you know, Peter Rabbit, you know, just don't throw me in the briar patch. Just don't throw me in the briar patch.
Well, people are so susceptible to, class warfare, the appearance of them versus us and the big boys, and they can get railroaded into a lot of bad legislation, because they don't understand the principles of law. And it's not that the warnings aren't out there. The warnings were there in 1913 against what they were doing. It's just that the media was in collaboration with this conspiracy and refused to, make it widespread known to people. And that's what we're seeing today here. The media is very much responsible for much of what's going on here. As even this report said, reporters just rubber stamp. They don't do their homework. They rubber stamp what the government says. They've become shills for government. And they say, well, it's understandable because they have deadlines and that they are taking the easy way out. I said, no, it's much deeper than that. It is, in fact, that were they to start to blow the whistles, their editors would shut them down, and they know that. Now, other exacerbating uses of this bailout money, AIG, for example, that has had some $138 billion in bailout money, is giving retention awards to 2,000 employees, according to people familiar with the matter. These retention bonuses equals as much as a year's salary. Now, why should these companies that are going bankrupt and being bailed out at public expense be given huge bonuses to people at a time? I mean, none of these executives of any of these corporations ought to be getting bonuses when their companies are going down the tubes, and those executives themselves are responsible for this.
Well, not only that, but they're saying in certain instances, I don't know about AIG, but others, we're not giving bonuses, we're just giving cash awards.
A bonus by any other name. It's just like torture
bonus, right? Coming out of our tax money. And where is the outcry from the American people? They're so intimidated and so fearful, they're not willing even to speak out against this corruption, which permeates every aspect of what the Fed and the U.S. Treasury are doing today.
Well, it's one of those sad things where everyone looks to the experts, and who are we to judge when they say, you look at the complexities of Wall Street. We've got to have a Wall Street man in there to be SEC chairman. We've got to have a Wall Street man and to be Secretary of the Treasury. Who else can understand these things? Well, a lot of people with economic and accounting backgrounds could very well understand these things and shut them down. And part of the problem, of course, is we don't have anyone in Congress who's, except for Ron Paul and a couple of others who are willing to stand up, and you know, the Congress just thumbs their nose at them. Ron Paul gets up and says the truth almost every week in Congress, and the congressmen just walk out on him. They just don't want to listen. So they are responsible for what they're giving to us. Now, of course, the crisis has turned systemic. The fear and panic abroad has repeatedly, you know, given the public a sense that we've got to curtail spending, and especially as unemployment is curtailing, nobody's hiring now, and people realize we cannot afford to lose our job, we cannot afford to not have any savings. And so this is very good for the economy, actually. But it's interesting that a result of the downturn, you know, the depression in sales has only amounted to 10-20%, except in housing and autos, which has been deeper than that. But even with a 10-20%, think of it, Dr. Stan, that really isn't very much. You have companies suddenly going in the red when you have a drop in gross sales of 10 or 15%. What does that tell you? It means they had way, way much too high of a debt-to-equity ratio in the company. Sure, they could pay their bills as long as they were making a high volume of sales. But when you drop 10 to 15% of your sales and suddenly you can't make ends meet anymore, you know, way, way too much debt. Now, that's one of the problems with a fast-growing economy in a bubble. You either go into debt and expand to meet the rising, fast-rising demand, or you get turned out of the marketplace. You know, that's what happened to Kmart versus Walmart. They couldn't expand as fast. And that's what a bubble does. It makes people do get into too much debt to grow.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Scholar here in America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
people.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and perhaps subscribe to it as I do.
Dr. Stan, my World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and there's a synopsis of the current brief there. It will change today with the posting of the new brief. People can get a sample copy if they'd like to check out the brief to see if they'd like to subscribe. There's a modest fee each year to get my weekly news analysis what's going on in the world. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send a brief out to them.
Well, I recommend it. I certainly read it regularly, and I always go to the website every morning after I get through my emails, so go right ahead.
The bailout, of course, now is the latest target of the government, which, of course, has power to throw money at anything if they think it's going to help the economy. It's now in the hands of the administration after the Senate refused to pass the House bill. Bush says he won't let them fail. Well, they're going to fail whether or not they get bailed out or not. What galled the Senate most was United Auto Workers Ron Gettelfinger's refusal to agree to any meaningful wage concessions at all in exchange for the bailout. You know, the auto workers make in excess of $75 an hour. Well, that's what killed the Senate version. Then Gettelfinger turns around and blames the Republican anti-union sentiment. Well, that anti-union sentiment just got a lot stronger with that kind of arrogance. The union boss isn't compromising because he's got insider connections that have assured him the Bush administration will cave into his demands. And the Bush administration is set to use the never-empty TARP funds to bail out the big three in exchange for partial control of the company. Well, this is all leading to fascism, of course, a form of socialism where you still own the company, but the government controls things. As I've said before, once this trend is established, there's no limit to the government's descent into socialism and control. That's where we're headed, unfortunately.
Well, you know, Chris, the thought that crosses my mind as I see what the unions are doing, that it's almost as if maybe the union leaderships want the companies to go into bankruptcy so that then, of course, there may be people there working hand in glove with the automotive industry leaders because that way they can get rid of all these contracts and the high wages. This is what happened in the coal industry. The leaders of the coal industry union were working hand in glove with the coal industry manufacturers. I don't know if that's true in the automotive industry, but you would think that logic would tell you they would have made concessions, you know, to get the bailout. They didn't do it. Do you think they're going into bankruptcy, or do you think the government's just going to take it over?
No, I don't think they're going to go into bankruptcy. Okay. I think the government will bail them out. They need to go into bankruptcy, and, of course, Gettelfinger doesn't want that. That's why he's leading the cheer for the bailout, because if they go into bankruptcy and the union is broken and the contracts
right.
are broken, he's essentially lost face. He'll lose his job over that. And this guy makes six figures a year in one of the biggest fat cat unions in the world, claiming to be for the workers. You know, union laborers are not for workers. They're against other workers. And unions really are a monopoly, a closed shop monopoly to keep wages high for their union members. And they force the other people into the union if they want to take part in their wages. And, they are against other workers coming in and competing against their high wages. I mean, people would love to have an auto job at $40 an hour. That would be great wages. And yet Gettelfinger won't even compromise on they're $75 now. He wants all or nothing. And eventually they're going to get nothing because maintaining high union wages is a death knell to a sense. Eventually, the free market will kill any company that pays excessive wages like that. And that's what's happening.
Well, you know, General Motors just opened its fifth automobile plant over in China just recently, just within the last week. Its fifth automobile plant in China.
Yeah, and they're building another one in Russia, right, as we speak, as
and,
well.
And in Brazil. But isn't it interesting that when we're talking about the GM bailout, we never mention that? I mean, you
that
and I know it because we read a lot of newspapers, but I don't think the average individual focuses on Detroit, not what's happening in Brazil, what's happening in China, what's happening in Russia with General Motors.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other big story about the Bernard-Madoff scam, here's the former NASDAQ chairman of the stock exchange, respected figure of Wall Street for a half a century. He's in a unique position to gain people's trust. People trust the establishment. You ought to see a list of the establishment firms and charities that trusted him with their millions and billions of dollars. Madoff's firm, Investment Security, has been one of the top market makers in Wall Street, which brought him under scrutiny of his competitors. But he played the Uber regulator role to grease his reputation. Regulators at the SEC and elsewhere would recur to him for advice on any number of regulatory issues. And they talk about hypocrisy. He even served on a government panel to recommend ways to protect investors from scams by ensuring accurate and public and full disclosure of information to them, and yet he violated all those things. All this did, of course, is make him an expert on how to evade those same controls. He did it by having two companies, one regulated that kept clean records and another unregulated that fed the good side with money from his Ponzi scheme. When the second company came under regulation, the SEC inexplicably failed to audit it, even though it was worth over $40 billion. So the big story is why and how the SEC missed repeated warnings from the too-good-to-be-true returns Madoff was promising and getting for clients. SEC Chairman Christopher Cox naturally has rushed to call for a, quote, internal investigation. Of course, those kinds of investigations are only cover-ups. Even though he admits our initial findings have been deeply troubling. You know, this reminds me of all of the pundits on television. We're deeply troubled. We are concerned about such and such. But will they ever really blow the whistle? Will they ever say, we've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve, we've got to stop this insider dealing within the SEC, where it's people from Wall Street firms are always made chairman of the SEC, and it's foxes watching over the hen house. As in all cover-ups, they will acknowledge some minor guilt, but it will only be to cover for the larger untold guilt. Cox said the Inspector General of the SEC should investigate personal relationships between Madoff's family and SEC staff. Well, sure, you know, Madoff's niece is married to an SEC staff member, but he has nothing to do with this failed oversight. This is simply a diversion. What really was the most telling remark I heard, this came on Jim Lehrer's NewsHour last Wednesday, was the statement by someone in the SEC's Office Inspector General, and this was really amazing. He said that lower-level investigators have an unspoken rule that dictates that they defer all cases or questions involving high-profile Wall Street personalities, meaning the Paulsons and the Bernankes and the Madoffs and anybody who's high profile to specialists higher up in the SEC. In other words, there's an unwritten rule among the lower echelon investigators that you don't touch the big boys without our permission. That's the kind of insider dealing that smacks of conspiracy. It helps explain something that Cox claims was baffling him. Why a lower level investigator failed to recommend charges be filed against one of Madoff's units even after he had found irregularities. Well, that investigator most likely got the proverbial phone call of the night to drop the matter.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. That's the way the system really works, unfortunately.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And of course, I don't know how many of our listeners out there know what has happened to Mr. Madoff. He's been confined to stay in his $7 million apartment, not sent to jail. No, he is not a flight risk. He's not to be, you know, sent to prison like other people are. He'll stay in his $7 million point until, of course, they get around to doing something for him and taking him to trial. What's going to happen to the $50 billion? One family had $7 billion invested with him. I mean, a truly impoverished family. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, there are three rules to investing, and that is diversify, diversify, diversify. And remember to that family that invested their whole fortune, $7 billion, with Mr. Madoff, because they knew we could trust him. Go right ahead.
Well, there were several millionaires that are now paupers because
right.
They put all their eggs in one basket. And, you know, it's hard for people to resist in a time when the government is fudging on the inflation figures, when inflation's over 10%. You know, why should you want to go to a safe investment of 6% when, in fact, someone's offering you a very safe investment with a track record that, you know, is over 10%, and it was too good to be true?
Yep,
and,
it sure is.
But insiders can get away with that, and these people all thought, well, we're establishment people, and, you know, and they were. They were establishment lists in the name which I have, and it's very sad. I'm frankly not very sympathetic because these people don't listen to the alternative news. These people only listen to establishment sources, and frankly, they deserve to get burned. Eventually, all the establishment people are going to get burned because this whole house is someday going to come crashing down when war comes to us. And it's only the people that are real, true conspirators that will be able to prosper on the way out. This is the hostage, just like in World War II. You know, one of my subscribers asked me last week, then why or how do some insiders like Madoff or Blagojevich, Governor Blagojevich, get caught? These people are insiders. These people are, you know, had immunity for years, and why do they suddenly get caught? Well, here's my response. Sometimes they get greedy and they take too big of a piece of the corruption pie. Sometimes they get fat, dumb, and happy. You know, infighting happens all the time within, you know, high circles of government and leads to betrayals and prosecutions. This is why the CIA drug dictator in Panama, Manuel Noriega, got taken down by the U.S. government. He was taking twice his allowable commission for facilitating CIA drug shipments through Panama. Sometimes they try to undermine someone under them who has more clout or immunity than they do and is related to someone higher up. This can bring unwanted retaliation. Sometimes they just get caught by the white side of government, the honest portion of law enforcement, and have to be allowed to fall. I think that's what happened to Madoff. If the powers that be were to intervene, and sometimes they do, even at great cost of exposure, it might blow the issue of a broader conspiracy wide open and require an even greater cover-up by the media. After all, keeping the public believing that there's still justice and fairness in judges is part of the conspiracy. Remember, too, that conspiracies have only effective control, not absolute control. We learned that in the election, for example. McCain was not intended to be, they wanted Giuliani, it just wouldn't fly, and so they had to scramble to get McCain. And, of course, there's no way that Republicans would win with a lackluster candidate. They switched to Obama, which was preferable to Hillary. He's more controllable. He's got a lot more skeletons in the closet, even than Hillary. And so we have another controlled president. But, you know, accidents happen. People make mistakes, and the powers that be have to cover up for those things. That's why government has so much experience in covering up official wrongdoing, because they do make mistakes. They don't control everything absolutely. But that's why they become experts in controlled congressional investigations, always staffed by insiders who will skew it. I mean, they always will produce some results that show like they've done their job. But those results are always, Dr. Stan, 100% a diversion to keep people from getting to the bigger guilt that they do not expose. Now, let's look at the Blagojevich, Governor of Illinois. He's an extreme embarrassment to the state now. But the biggest story about this is not so much his selling the Senate seat to Barack Obama. The big story is the fact that this was investigation was outed by the Chicago Tribune before the actual meeting could occur, where Blagojevich and the FBI was going to be tape recording, the FBI was going to be listening. They could have reeled in Jesse Jackson. They could have his son, Jesse Jackson Jr. They could have reeled in Rahm Emanuel. They could have reeled in dozens of other high-level people as part of this conspiracy. And the Chicago Tribune intervened and blew the story open on Friday, forcing the government to arrest Blagojevich on Monday, so that it stopped the investigation cold, short of the big fish that they could have gotten. Now, that's the real story, and it shows why the government, the media is very much complicit in this. You know, members of Fitzgerald's team are livid that they weren't allowed to advance at least a little longer because they could have got, so many more important people involved in this.
Well, unfortunately, why the media often covers for the corruption rather than exposing it.
Well, of course, the media comes out the hero. The media makes it look like we were the ones who exposed this. Well, they didn't. Actually, what they exposed was this was a warning to Blagojevich by putting it on the front page. And what it did, it telegraphed to everyone involved in this, pull out. And certainly everyone did. They were even able to tape record. They did tape record just as soon. It appears that just after the headlines hit, they tape recorded Blagojevich saying to his chief of staff, "Let's undo this other thing. Let's undo it." As such as that was code for, "We got to undo the meeting. Everybody head for the bushes. Everything's off right now." Blagojevich is expendable. He's a young, brash person. He's not someone who ever would have gone up far, in my opinion. Son of Jesse Jackson is not expendable, and that's why he was saved.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. We'll talk to you. Actually, we'll talk to you next week. We'll get some week after that. Anyway, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, and back here, I enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen. I always do. Those of you who don't take my newsletter really need to get a copy of my November newsletter as we address the scam of this financial collapse. But it's not that it's not hurting people. It's not that it's not going to totally disrupt our society. It's that it's all created. And why would they want to do that? Why would they want to destroy our currency? Why, of course, to justify more global control, to take us into this new world financial system, this new world currency, and to destroy the value of our currency, to impoverish our people. And, of course, that's how you're going to get them to go along with the fact we're going to need more global control. Council on Foreign Relations just came out with a statement. The editor of the Financial Times in Great Britain, we're now talking about the importance of a world government. Understand that is the common denominator. The New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion, and, of course, the coming world dictator. So it all fits into a very concise little pattern, and when you understand there are supernatural forces working behind the scenes, it makes sense. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to disseminate it. You can get it at a reduced price if you get it in numbers. And then you need to get our talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. And our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus goes with that. For those of you coming from a Christian perspective, and I suspect most of you are, why, let me suggest Pastor Billy Crone's DVD series. There's 10 DVDs and two sets, part one, part two, of the final countdown, going into certainly how much of what's going on today fits into the prophecies of 2,000 years ago. We're also carrying his set of five DVDs, four or five DVDs on RFID chips, and his a set of four or five DVDs on creation. And believe me, everything is done to keep our children from believing in God. That's the purpose of public education, is to destroy belief in God. That's what it's really all about, that and to dumb down our children and make them believe in environmentalism and globalism and what a terrible tragedy it is to destroy the minds of our children. And so many of them get out and they cannot read properly, they cannot do mathematics. And our educational system is a total success. It's accomplishing just what it's intended to. If you haven't read Charlotte Isabey's book, which we carry, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, or Erica Carl's book, Give Me the Children. They're available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, get the information off the website, but get other people to listen to the programs, watching our DVDs, get them educated, and hopefully joining us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And so we do hope, of course, that you'll get the material we talk about. We've got the CDs on the conference that we had on the 26th of October are available. There are five of them. They're in a set, or you can get them individually. Dr. Blaylock's wonderful talk on vaccines. Joanna Michelson's discussion of what happened when she was a medium and she was in contact with the other side and saw the supernatural healings of people. Not imaginary.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse